Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of iOS Talk Show. In the last episode, I talked about design patterns in iOS, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about dependency injection. So dependency injection means giving an object an instance variable. It is nothing more than injecting dependencies into an object instead of tasking that object with the responsibility of creating its dependencies. Take an example of a data manager class. Your data manager class is responsible of handling all kind of fetching and data from remote and local. He is responsible for everything, fetching task. So if you want to use that data manager class inside your view controller, you just use the traditional method, maybe called the singleton, that data manager dot char instance fetch data from the server, whatever thing may be. But instead of doing this thing, if you create an instance, if you inject the data manager inside your view controller, take the example of that you define UI view controller subclass that declares a property data manager of type, data manager optional. We can set the value of this data manager property, one of the two ways. Without dependency injection, is that suppose via data manager, data manager class, if you want to use inside your class, you use it by using a singleton. But there is also another way. We can make the property lazy or initialize in the view controller initializer. That means our view controller class not only knows about the behavior of the data manager class, it also knows about this instantiation. So you are giving, indirectly you are giving all the responsibility to the object of data manager which is injected inside your view controller. So by injecting the data manager inside the view controller, that doesn't know how to instantiate the data manager. He will be responsible for everything. So what is the benefits of using the dependency injection inside your class? Anyone can ask, hey, I hate design pattern, so I love this dependency injection. But why? There's a multiple benefits and so many benefits of this dependency injection. Number one is called its raise transparency. It can confirm loose coupling, and the third is improved testability. So if we talk about raise transparency, means by injecting the dependencies of an object, the responsibilities, the requirements of a class and structure become more clear and transparent by injecting the data manager inside our class view controller. We can assume that view controller is responsible for managing and handling data, because you create an instance of the data manager inside your view controller. So by using this thing, data manager, you can achieve all the task, whatever the maybe the data manager is responsible for. So another example, I just want to talk about the thing that how loose coupling achieved by this thing dependency injection. Suppose you create a protocol parser, and inside the protocol there is a function called suppose parse, and your network manager is another class which confirms that protocol. And by confirming that parser protocol, it can use that function parse, which is already defined inside your protocol. So if you want to achieve dependency injection, you need to create the parser inside your view controller. So you declare that view controller class as a property parser, which is a type parser protocol, and the view controller class is in charge of instantiating an instance of type that conforms to that parser protocol, the network manager class in this example. So now when you initialize that view controller, suppose let view controller equal to view controller, thing, and by using that property which is defined inside your view controller, you can take that view controller dot parser equal to network manager. But the thing is that how loose coupling is achieved by means here, if that view controller is no longer in charge of instantiating the network class, it is no longer assigns a value to it, parser property. In fact, we can replace that network manager with another property as long as it conforms to the parser protocol. Suppose there is another class, suppose data manager, maybe tech manager, it also conforms the parser protocol. You can easily take this inside your view controller, so there is not tightly coupled achieved over here. And another example of benefits of this dependency injection is that it improves testability. Unit testing is much easier with the dependency injection. It allows developers to replace an object, mock object, dependency with mock object, which make the isolating behavior and setting up unit tests easier and less complicated. Nowadays guys prefer TDD, test driven development. they, you know, for a single function, they have to write multiple test cases. And if you cannot test a particular segment inside your view controller, then the code coverage cannot be, you know, 100%. So it's, you know, it's a bad side of a developer to, you know, perform this thing. So by using this dependency injection, your testability also improves. So, you know, different developers say different thing on you know, on experience on their own. So the main thing is that there is lot more things happening over here. Choose the best thing. There is no particular goal that this is the pattern I should use in every project. There is nothing, you know, this thing, you know, possible over here. There are certain rules and regulations. Make the use of that thing so that your project, you know, go in a nicer way. It can be reusable. Always keep in your mind that write the code in such a way that it will be reusable, testable, and you know, also it will be developer friendly, because you know, in a big company, in a team member with having 4 to 5 people, some of the time new members come to your team. So if you write, you know, everything put together at one place, so it will be difficult for them, you know, to understand them. So write in such a way that it will be, you know, understandable for all team members. So make a developer friendly code. So this is all about dependency injection. That's it. Bye bye guys.